This technique to make themselves invisible can be done, as far as I have understood it, in several ways, either by raising the rate on the field around the ship that thus forming a frequency field that prevents the light from the ship to reach out, or that the light of the same is bent around the vessel. Such techniques are described in other UFO contact cases, for example, in the extensive material from the SEMJs. For civilizations centuries or millennia ahead of us in technical development, this is probably children's game to achieve. So we go on with Ante's description from the book. When we fly a few minutes, we are above water that has to be the ocean. After perhaps half an hour, we go lower down, and I see lights coming from ships or boats, both large and small. Now we cannot avoid being detected, I think, but for the first and only time during this trip. He says something. What you will see, has no man seen since several thousand years. Soon we go down in the water and disappear into the depths. After about 5 minutes, I see something so great that it hardly can be described in words. It looks like an entire city underwater. There are strange buildings that I have never seen before. We stop in front of something that resembles large hangars, and on these there is something that I also have seen in previous experiences. Some big shiny spheres that are sitting on some poles up on the roofs. My pilot goes up to the inner wall and a, until now, invisible door opens and closes behind him, and a moment later I see him through the water outside one of the hangars. While I sit looking at all this peculiar, I see a person who swim out there, but not in any diving suit. Rune remark, another UFO contact case, the Corenda case from the early 60s, with water bases reported. I have wondered much on how they can stay underwater without any special diving suit. And got the answer. Our suit is very special, he says. By the help of it we can make an invisible surrounding force field, which can repel the water for a time. So maybe he did not swim at all, but maneuvered his body by some magnetic / anti-gravitation force. Ro remark, and goes back to the book of Ante. Some fish, large and small, also swim past my window. A little forward I see a person standing on guard. He keeps a rod with a ball on and is completely silent. I look out the window of the pilot, and then see something that gives me a shock. The underwater area where we are is stone set with flagstones all the way as our old streets, and a bit further ahead on the left are three pillars and broken masonry, which is reminiscent of a temple ruin from antiquity. I can look into the pilot's instrument panel, and then see some sort of map, but without locations. This is when I get the idea to try to draw one of these maps. I have prepared me for such experiences a little more in recent times, so I have pen and a small block in my pocket. I cannot draw so much until my pilot is back. He has been and picked up a box of some kind. He opens the door in the floor and takes up a similar box, and puts it back as he picked up the other instead. So he goes out with the other box, and is gone so long that I can make a drawing of one of the four maps found at his place. Now he is back again, and we are on the way up to the surface of the sea. Well up, I look at large ships, vessels, 700 to 800 meters further away, and then we disappear up into the dark night sky. Interpret this to be normal ocean ships. Rune remark, I cannot see much more than many light below us now. After a while we pass a city, which after all lights to judge, has to be quite great. The rest of the time, I see only some light here and there. After a time, we are moving down to a couple of hundred meters high, and come down to the plains where I was picked up. Soon I am again by the stone pole and watch as he leave the place in the darkness. For me is it only remaining to go to my car to drive home and go to bed. End of report of this chapter. One can speculate to where he was taken, and those who agree that there exits many downed or entirely flooded cities, from earlier civilizations, this is not so strange. Perhaps it was into the Atlantic Ocean they went down and visited the remains of the old Atlantis. A new visit to undersea/submarine base. This took place in September 1988, and Ante writes he had not had contact to them for a long time, but no mention of how long. This time, he sees that they are flying over Holland, Belgium, France and Spain, where they turn westward across the Atlantic. He says that they fly around an hour before the diving down into the water, where it is ever darker, until they come down in a kind of illuminated underwater valley, with waving fields, and pointed peaks, or mountain ranges. So we stop in middle of a stone wall, and in the wall is a huge heavy port door that opens up sideways. As far as I can see is of metal, about 25 by 25 meter in square and maybe 5 to 6 meters thick. When it is completely open, we by gliding enter an unthinkable large cave, perhaps a few square kilometers large, with entirely smooth walls and edges to 5100 meters height. Above the regularly smooth, it has more uneven surfaces. We have stopped on a shelf that seemed to stretch around the cave, and in the cave wall is found additional gates and doors and stairs that lead up to other ledges. My pilot leaves the egg, swim against a door in the stone wall. It opens, and it can be seen a room inside. There may be a form of sluice, and even the large cave must be built so that it can be cleared, emitted for water. Why should it be otherwise? Stairs and railings on the ledges. Another thing that strikes me is that the major ports are numbered with completely normal numbers. In other places I've seen, has only had a few geometric characters, squares, triangles, circles and dots. Between some of the ports are a few kinds of images, and on these is maps drawn. Some behind me is an entrance with the digit 4, and I can also see the numbers 6, 7, 1 and 7 above is 5. Between 6 and 4 hangs a frame with a map image of Europe, Africa, North and South America, Greenland and Antarctica. In the Atlantic, a dot to the map, between North Africa and Florida, can be found a large selection with a red circle, and from this circle, there is more red lines to different places on the map. There are one to the North Sea and the Arctic Ocean. The line that goes to the North Sea are numbered with a 4 figure, the same as is on a port in the cave. Stroke, line number 4 stops in the North Sea, just outside of the Dutch and German coast, where it ramifies in a further 4 lines. If I do not remember wrong, one went to Austria, one against Norway and Sweden, one against England and one against the Soviet. For each line on the map, it appeared to be a number that has a transcript of some of the smaller ports in the cave walls. Whether these ports will lead to some kind of tunnels in the subsurface or water, I do not know. It must have been half an hour ago, since my pilot went away, but now I can see him again coming out of a door in the wall. Next lights a blue lamp, and just after he has passed, the light shifts to red or yellow red. I hear a sound, and soon he is inside the egg. The major port is open, but we do not go directly out of the cave, but follow the cave wall inward. When we have reached the far end into the cave, I see some incredible. In the wall are large windows, 10-12 meter wide and 5-6 meter high, and within these windows, it is life and movement. It appears to be a kind of workshop of any kind. There are vessels, like those seen before, and others, and there are human beings who work with anything. After we passed the last window, I can see something just as strange, namely rockets or similar. On one of them is United States written in large letters, and something else that I do not perceive because the space behind the window is dark. I immediately begin to wonder what I've seen, and try to get answers of my pilot, but he is completely silent. Soon we are out of the cave, on the way out to the surface. After about an hour, we are back at the starting point at home in Smaland. The whole journey took not more than 3 hours, including the visit into the cave. The book does not speculate more on what he saw down there, but chances are that this was atom rockets, missiles that the space people have taken care of. Whether they have been blasted or shot out, and taken down in the escape, or if they only have been dematerialized and picked up from their silos is merely a guess. But in any case, do I interpret this as one of the tasks that our watchers do, to make sure that we are not allowing to destroy the planet? Meeting with scholars from space, December-85, it is now some months since I met my friends from somewhere, but now I have been contacted again and agreed on a night meeting at a lake located north of my home. I go myself to the meeting place in good time and are waiting by a log at a fireplace beside the shore. When the woman comes, She is not alone but in company with two unknown men for me. Insert picture of Anti by the shore of this lake. They look a little different than others I have seen, is rather short in stature, has long arms, hands and fingers at the tip of your fingers where our nails are. They have as well as round and flat fingertips. The legs are slender and they have some kind of shoes or boots, bluish in color. The head is slightly oval in shape. They have small mouths, big round eyes, small ears and small, flat nose. On the body, they have a tight blue-green jersey, fairly glossy, and a belt with two white triangles and a square. I also see a sign consisting of two interconnected segments of circles, one green and one blue. I ask who they are and where they come from. The woman answers that they come from the other side of her planet and are scientists. Of course, I wonder why they want contact with me, and one of them begins by talking about things that have happened in history. For thousands of years ago, when we had come so far with our technology that we could start exploring the universe, we made trips to many places, even to your planet. We waited a long time before we decided to contact you. But then we had several trials, unfortunately, not with particular success. It has happened that we were ridiculed and persecuted and even executed because we wanted to help you. What do you mean, I say? Long ago we tried to learn what was right and wrong. We have helped you to pass certain laws. Think of the Ten Commandments that we gave you. What happened to them after all these years? Have you understood them and lived after them? So you mean that it is you who have given us them? Is it also true that the person we call Jesus was one of you? No, he was a Dalek that came from our twin planet, where his father was a doctor, but there were more than Jesus, who appeared on Earth at this time. Mary was not the only woman who had a son after us. It was carefully counted 17 women who were with the sons of our ancestors. That it was just Jesus who is remembered because he managed to get a crowd who believed and trusted him, not any of the other 17. Were in any way significant. They became outcasts and mocked, so eventually they were brought home to the place they come from. But why could you not just show up and make you known, without having to start from a newborn baby? And Mary was thus conceived in the usual way? Yes, Mary and her family was no earthlings, they were simply put down on earth by us, and when she were already pregnant with the child who was called Jesus. Rune remark. This is also quite similar told in the old, secret, book Talmud Manual, as well as the Kentucky writings from Sam Jays, but they were not published in Sweden at the time Anti wrote this. If anybody should claim he had this ideas from the Sam Jays material, and there is no indication he had any contact with the Mir people in Switzerland. Back to the book. They were outplaced, on Earth, in such a way that no one would disclose them. And similarly with the other 17. If you should believe something else it is wrong, but one day you and everyone else will know the truth, and then you understand that you are not alone in the universe. We cannot reveal the whole truth about your origins right away, because then it would be complete chaos, but you've got one and another building block through the years that you can research further from. Once you have come far enough so you understand that you are not created, conjured up, of some invisible being. Many of you have immediately begun to realize that God, with small letters, did not create the world, but that you come from another civilization far out in the universe. As already said, we have shown us many times, but your so-called leaders and rulers do not want to show you or admit that they are taking us seriously. They're trying to explain us away as not existing, because they think we would take over your lands and make them, the leaders, to ordinary citizens like yourselves. But in our opinion, it's you, ordinary people, who have most easy will take us seriously, so therefore we have decided to take the first contacts with you. But not all, 100 of you. When you feel the time is ripe, you will affect your leaders so that even they understand why you have become one of the elected, you know from before. You and some others have not attempted to deny us. Even if you do not take a position for our existence until the day when you all at once was reminded that we exist. We can only regret that it was a bit awkward for some of you, but from what I've heard and seen, you have not taken any harm, quite the opposite. You have instead become more confident and more mature than you were before our first meeting. Yet more importantly, Perhaps you have become more tuned into and one with yourself, and it is more than what others will ever be. You will feel this when you eventually are put face to face with people who tries to persuade you that these are all fantasies and dreams. You will also meet people who say themselves to be experts in everything that concerns us and our activities, but you will notice that they do not have the slightest idea what it's all about. Shall we talk about experts? There are not really any other than you and your friends, as we also have approached, as you are the only one who knows us. And now the big question. You have been asked to come to us, but you do not respond flat refusal, and you have not decided against us when we visited you. Instead, you have called on us at different times to get help to sort out some things. We have said we will help you, but not so much at once, that it brings too much attention. But we'll take it little by little. You may have wondered what we would want of you. We want to cooperate with you, and if you are prepared to continue our meetings, and we promise to stay connected as long as you want. But why can you not give you known to a lot more than just a handful of people? As I said, we have tried in a quiet and nice way to connect with you, but in most cases we will be attacked by your military and soldiers, who for some reason do not want to tell you that we exist. We has absolutely no plans to start a war, but we have only peaceful intentions. But as long as your authorities do not accept our existence, we cannot help you, maybe before it is too late. I say that if they really are willing to help humanity to prevent its own self-destruction, I am willing to help with what I can do. You would certainly help us with one thing or another, he says, for example, observations of various kinds. As you know, it's a pretty costly procedure for us to bring us here, and just as costly to take us back. It takes horrific amounts of energy. If you want to work with us, and we will gladly give you both the training and provide you with appropriate equipment you can use for future missions. When and where are you going to show you to the world's population? I ask, and so that everyone will be able to experience your existence? When that date comes, and it is by the way already determined, we will show us in many places at once. Other contact cases say similar, that there was a plan for this, but that was abandoned after the secret long-planned 911 Act. Rune comment, and we read on from book. We know that it will create some anxiety, but with the help of you and your friends, and you'll be prepared in good time, so that you can do some preparation. Then it will it all go a little easier. The big question is how you will react, because as you know it's pretty big differences in appearance of some of us. But as you once said, it's not the outside that you should judge by, but it is inside. Can you not accept that? Then all have lost its true value, and then it's pretty pointless to try to resolve any problems. While we sat and talked, we ate some fruit and bread and drank their good drinks. Suddenly rises the two men and says that it is almost time for them to leave me, but I might have something to talk about with Jenny. We sit for a while, and we discuss what the two men touched. Of course I'm curious as to what will happen in the future, so I ask her what it is. She says that the various places that I have been to, maybe my so-called field of work, if I agree to cooperate with them, and that I'm willing to do, provided that it does not impinge too much on my work and my family does not suffer. After all, no one has ever shown me such respect and understanding, throughout my more than 40 years of life, as they have done. Anyway, our ways part here for this time, and I have been told that we will not meet in an intensive manner in the near future. But we must stay connected even further on. The last thing that happens is that we hug each other, both long and well. Shortly thereafter, she is about to enter its egg-shaped vehicle to disappear over the lake. I stand for long and follows them with my eyes until they are gone. In all honesty, I see not so much of them, because my eyes are quite tearful. Is this the end of a long-time friendship, or I will see her again as she has promised? I get an explanation. 860631. There has been some time since I met my spacewoman, which I call Jenny. Now that I see her again on our meeting place, it's already summer. I say that I've thought so much about what really happened when I got that first 10 contacts with them in the most violent manner. I understand, she says, You have not accepted my previous answer to the question of what happened that winter night for over 2 years ago. I answer that though had I accepted the answer I got, but it must have happened something more in that I do not get the time used to fit. From the time I first discovered you in the meadow until I was picked up by the police it must have gone several hours of what I later figured out. But in that case, it is the only solution that I must have been aboard the craft in much of an hour. I've had my suspicions, but was not sure, so therefore I have not said anything to anyone. They guys who talked to me about what happened, they have repeatedly asked me if I do not want to undergo hypnosis to possibly obtain more data, but I have not wanted to go along with it. In fact, the memories started to appear in my mind about my stay inside the craft, and I have wondered why you put on me those red and blue rings on the body and why you cut off hairs you put in a jar with water or the like, and finally why you took one of my slippers and cut off a piece of the rubber sole that you then melted. And I wonder what happened when I stood inside that plastic-like box that was like a sauna. We have heard of others who would have been admitted and studied and even operated by you. Is there some similar that I have been exposed to? As I told you before, it all went pretty clumsy when you would be invited into our ship and our world. After you had driven away from your friends, we assumed that you should stop and go out of the car to watch a little closer, as you did. You drove instead home to pick up your camera, which we already suspected. So we decided to wait on you in the same place as you first saw us. But certain circumstances did that we could not remain in the same place, so we decided to move a little further north. As we stood in the first place there was great danger that we would be discovered by someone, and it had not been so good. In either way, we saw you come and stayed in the first place. Do you remember that you were going to go on the road and drive back? But with some of our tricks as you call it, we led you to continue a little further till you two again could catch sight of us. We had another small problem and that was how we would get you not to be afraid when you discovered that you could not drive past us. If we had guessed that you would be so scared we had tried in a different way, but we had been studying you so long before that, so we did not count on it. When you were taken from your car you were so shocked that you did not really know what you did. You began to turn around and fight you with such a force that you more or less hurt Cone of our guards so hard that it took a long time before he was completely recovered. But in the end you went willingly with the others into the ship. Once you have arrived, you were quite powerless and worn out, so we gave you something soothing. Shall I be really honest with you, you were so shocked that your heart more or less had a heart attack. That's why you got these rings around your chest and waist and was placed in a decompression chamber. So those rings are something like that we use in heart-stopping cases, then? But about the pressure chamber, what would it be good for? Such ones we use for the divers when they were down on very depth. Yes, of course, we also use a form of electric shocks, while allowing the pressure in your body to be restored. When you get heart stop, so also changes your blood pressure, and it must also be restored to normal. That's the mistake you make about heart stops, that you only give an electric shock, but with the pressure chamber and the quick heat, so you can cope with more severe heart cases. And the hair that we took of you, they were used to be a simple way to determine age and sex. Well, the sex, we knew already. When I ask her about the rubber piece of the slippers as she begins to laugh and says, it was not from your shoe, but we took a sample of your skin under the foot to see what kind of condition your body was. The skin is saying a lot of your physique, and even some of your psyche. Actually, you should have followed with the guards to another ship that was a little off and waited. But unfortunately we were discovered by another car on the way south, so we chose to let go of you again. Because we knew you would be taken care of, we gave you nothing more soothing. It would have been detected on closer examination. I have to tell it like it is, lucky that no more of you are sick and bad, as bad that you get tested at your hospital. The study conducted on you afterwards had no reason. Yes, now you know what happened at our first meeting. And any damage have you not got? Did you get answers to your concerns, or is there another answer you want? I cannot think of anything at the moment, but I'll probably ask more questions if we continue to meet, as I hope we do. It makes me sad that we cannot meet more often, but I understand that you have more or another things to do but to greet me. Yes, unfortunately, it is so that our meetings will become less frequent in the near future, but be patient. I explain to her how hard it is every time we separate, and that it goes several days before I can think of something else, if I can possibly help but think of anything else which is going around with me. With those words, we say goodbye for this time and I hope to soon see her again. A mysterious visit to New York, 86-10-20 comment Rune, a practical demonstration of being conscious on astral travels, or was he also in a materialized body over there in America? Or was he teleported through the fourth or astral-like dimension? It has started to happen the most peculiar things that for me has not occurred previously. Images appear from nowhere, and soon afterwards, I find myself in these pictures. By now, a few days ago, one evening at 9 o'clock, I had laid me to rest for a while, then suddenly a turquoise-colored clouds or fog covers the whole room that I am in. My first thought is that now is Jenny here again, but she is not in sight. I set myself up in bed. For a brief moment, everything is black, but, after a while it becomes lighter and very cold. I can see a picture pop up in front of me, but it does not stop, but like engulfs me, so that I simply find myself in the picture, sitting on a bench. When everything clears, I see a lot of tall buildings around me. I find myself in a big city that turns out to be New York in the early morning. There must be a few degrees less, for in front of me a man slides in a frozen pond. But it does not look as if someone notices me. The people walking by me almost stepped on my legs without reacting. But anyway, I sit a few minutes and think about what has really happened. But I cannot find any other answer than that it must be Jenny who somehow is involved. Then I rise up to go. Without seeing me forward, I go straight into a woman who has a suitcase in one hand and a poodle in a long leash in the other. In order not to go on to the lady in question, I take a step aside so that I come between the lady and the dog. Now I notice something so strange that I almost get a shock. Instead of tripping over the dog's leash, it's just as if the belt goes right through my feet. I turn to see if the lady responded, as she should have done. But no. She continues as if nothing happened. This was something new for me, which had not happened before, so I turn and go after her. Could I have imagined myself this, or what has happened? Before I caught up with her, so I meet two young people, each with bags in hand. They turn in their bags so wide that they could mow down everyone they meet, and I get one bag in the chest. But the same happens again, it goes right through me but I feel nothing. I have now caught up with the lady with the dog and go through the leash for the second time. I cannot help laughing to myself, because it's actually pretty funny. I do it again and it works. I catch sight of a bench across the street and put me there to ponder for a moment. I am here all by myself and if so why? How will I get home again? As I sit on the bench so I'm wondering why I did not fall down on the street, or even straight through the street. But I have not to think long. For suddenly is sitting next to me, Jenny. I could well understand that you were near. Now you have to explain what is happening. I do not understand anything of this. You are really here and at home simultaneously, but in a few minutes, you're only here. There are carriers that can move you with almost any shape, and when the time comes you will know what to do. I do not know what you're talking about. Auntie, you get training at home on this when you sleep, but you notice none of it. But you get it anyway. This trip here, had you not been able to do otherwise? I have not asked to come here. Well you have, but not in the conscious state. You must remember that you are not the same old auntie any longer, you have new views of things, you see everything from a different perspective than you did before. You know much as you did not have a clue about before, and you know how to use your skills when it's time. When the time comes, you say. What do you mean by that? By the way, I would probably not be here anymore. With the training and education you have received from me, you know when it's time for both the one and the other. You think differently now than you do in the conscious state. Do you mean I would not be conscious, now? What? Oh yes, you are fully aware of what it's about, but it is your second eye, who have not yet learned how to keep up with. You do not say that I would be two people at once?
No, not directly, but you have more than one consciousness.
Do not worry, you will not be damaged by it, and frankly, it's only positive. But if I now do, how can it come about that the less knowing part of me knows so much about the part that is higher?
Dashanti, you will notice that your daily eye, do not know much about your second eye, as you may think, but you learn little by little, I have noticed.